Today she is Masecht Menachos Daf Yud Ches, and we will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of my Talmud Rabbanon. We had learned at the end of the previous shir a machloikus of Rav Shimon the Rabbanon, if Yitzika, if the pouring of the oil onto the Karban Mincha must be done by a kohen or not. The Rabbanon held that it does not have to be. Rav Shimon held that it does. Asked the Gemara, my time, the Rabbanon, what is the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanon? Says the Gemara, I'm a crow, because the pasuk says, V'yotzakala Hashemen, V'nosala Levona, V'viya Bnei Aaron, HaKohanim V'Kamatz. Explained the Rabbanon, only Mikmitzah V'Elech, only from the Kmitzah and on, Mitzvahs Kohuna. That's where the Kohanim have to do the Avodah. Limit, so we learn from this, that the Yitzika and the Belila are Ksherim Bazar. Rav Shimon, how does Rav Shimon explain? Rav Shimon, who held, as we said, that the Yitzika must be done by Kohanim, how will he explain? He's going to say that the word B'nei Aharon, HaKohanim, Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov. He says we take the word HaKohanim and we put it forwards and backwards. And therefore we say that the Pasuk uses the words HaKohanim, we are to understand goes both on what it says at the beginning of the Pasuk, the Yatzik Aleh, regarding the Yitzika, and so too regarding what it says at the end of the Pasuk, the Kamatz, and from here we see that both the Yitzika and the Kmitza must be done according to Rav Shimon by Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, the Sover of Shimon, does Rav Shimon indeed hold the Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov, that that's the way to understand the Pasuk, so we should take a word and put it both towards the beginning of the Pasuk and towards the end of the Pasuk? For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-koyin midam ha-chatos be'etzboi v'nosan al-karnos mizbach oyla. So the Rabbanon learned, we take the word be'etzboi and we put it back to the V'lokach, which refers to the Kabbalah Saddam. And from here we learn Shloite Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah has to be done El Bimin, because as we've learned earlier, wherever the Torah uses the word Etzba, it means the right. So from here we learn that the Kabbalah Sadan must be done with the right finger. And then we take the word Be'etzba, and we go the other way to teach us that V'nosan, Malam Shloite Nesin El Bimin, the putting of the Dam on the Mizbeach must be with the right hand. Om Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon says, V'chinema Yad B'Kabbalah, does the Torah say the word Yad? Does the Torah speak about the Etzba regarding the Kabbalah? Hoyo V'loy Nema Yad B'Kabbalah, and therefore says Rav Shimon, the word Etzba is not to replace to the Kabbalah, and therefore he says, Kiva B'Smo, if the Kabbalah was done with the left hand, it will be kosher. Rav Shimon will agree that the Nesinas Hadam must be done with the right hand, but as far as the Kabbalah Saddam, he will hold that it may be done with the left hand. And explains Abaya, Vam Abaya, what is the basis of the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbonim? The Mikra, Nidrash, Lefanov, or La'achrov, Kamiflgi. The machloikis is, do we take the word both forward and backwards? And the Rabbonim's opinion is that we take the word Batspa, both to the beginning of the Pasuk, the Kabbalah Saddam, and to the end of the Pasuk, the Nesina Saddam, whereas Rav Shimon only takes the word Be'etzba to the end of the Pasuk, but not to the beginning of the Pasuk. And therefore we see clearly that Rav Shimon is not the man, the Omer, that holds Mikra, Nidrash, Lefonov, or La'achrov. Yet, here in our Gemara, we began the shir saying that why does Rav Shimon hold that Yitzika must be done by the Kohen, because he learns Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov. Ask the Mefarshim, why is the Gemara only focused on Rav Shimon? That in the Pasuk that we began the shir with today, we see that Rav Shimon holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov, and in this next Pasuk, we see he doesn't hold that way. Why doesn't the Gemara ask a question on the Rabbanon? That Rabbanon, in the first Pasuk that we learned today, don't learn Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov, whereas in this second Pasuk, they do learn Mikra Nidrash Lefanov L'Akrov. So the answer, that the first pasuk saying Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Lachrov is somewhat of a stretch, because the pasuk, if we read the pasuk, the Yotzek Hashemim, the Nachshon Alavon Avia of Bnei Aaron HaKohanim B'Kamatz, it's quite clear that the pasuk is speaking that the Kohanim are required for the Kmitza. To go say that that pasuk also means that the Yitzika should be done by the Kohen is really pushing in the pasuk, and therefore they explain the Gemara very beautifully. The Rabbanan's opinion is indeed Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav, as we learned in the pasuk of Alokach HaKoy Medam HaChatas Betzboi V'Nosan Al Karnas Mizbech Ha'Oyla, that Rabbanan used that pasuk Lefanav L'Achrav. But when do they do so? Only when it's understandable, when it makes sense to do so. In the first pasuk that we quoted in our shir, where it isn't understandable that way, they're not going to be locked in to Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav. But now, ask the Gemara, if Reb Shimon, in the pasuk that we began to share with today, of the Yotzek Ol HaShemen, which is not simple to say Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav, still said Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav, then certainly in this pasuk of Lokach HaKoy Midam Machatos, where it's much easier to say Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav, certainly Reb Shimon should say so. And yet, ask the Gemara, we find just the opposite. The way Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Achrav is not easily applied, Reb Shimon uses it. And where it's easily applied, Reb Shimon doesn't use it. And because of this question, the Gemara retreats from this explanation. Elohayna Tam Reb Shimon, what is the reason that Reb Shimon says that it has to be done with, the Yitzik has to be done by Kohen? Because he says the word V'Hevioi in that Pasuk, V'Yotzik Aleh Shemen, so he says the word, the letter Vav, Moisef Alin Yerishin, comes to connect that just like the Kmitza must be done by the Kohen, so too must the Yitzika be done by the Kohen. So asks Rashi, if Rav Shimon learns this concept of Vav, Moisef Alin Yerishin, so why in the second pasuk that we quoted in today's shir, of Lokach HaKoyin, Midam HaChatz Betzboi, V'Nosan, why doesn't he use that Vav Mois Valerishin to teach us also in that pasuk that the Kabbalah has to be done with the right hand of the Koyin? Answers Rashi, that if the pasuk would have indeed said Be'etzboi Menachatos, indeed that would be the Halacha. But what happens over here, that's V'Nosan Betzboi. But what over here, what happens is that the word Betzboi is a hefsek, is a hefsek between the V'lokach HaKoyin and the V'nosan, and therefore since the Torah, instead of saying V'nosan Betzboi, says Betzboi V'nosan, to teach us that the two parts of the pasuk should be separated, and we shouldn't learn Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon. Ask the Gemara, the Sover of Shimon Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, is it indeed the opinion of Rav Shimon that Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon Elamayata Dixiv? The pasuk says, V'shachas ben Abaka, V'kriva ben Aharon Akoyanim Es Adom, V'zarkos Adam, and we learn from this, M'kabalach V'elach, from the Kabbalah and further, Mitzvah Kuna, Melamit, from here we see, that Shchit, we learn, that Shchit is K'sher B'zar. But ask the Gemara, Eler of Shimon, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, if Rav Shimon is the mandama that holds Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, Shchita Hachinam B'zor Tei Psula, why don't we say that the Vav of a Kriva Bnei Aharon comes to connect and teach us that the Shchita also must be done by Kohanim? So Mefarshim asked, why is this question strictly asked on Rav Shimon? There are many Tanon and Shas that learn Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon. So why is this question strictly directed at Rav Shimon? And in fact, some Rishonim say that the Gemara doesn't mean to only ask the question on Rav Shimon. The Gemara is asking that if there's a concept of Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon, here too we ought to apply it. That's what some Rishonim explain. Other Rishonim say that the question is specifically directed to Rav Shimon. And they explain as follows. If we have learned that Rav Shimon is the man d'amar that takes Vav Moisav al Inyan Rishon to further degree than anyone else, because we're learning that Rav Shimon uses Vav Moisav al Inyan Rishon to teach us that Yitzika has to be done by a Kohen. No one else applies the concept of Vav Moisav al Inyan Rishon that far. So we see Rav Shimon is a big proponent of Vav Moisav al Inyan Rishon. If so, ask the Gemara, if he's such a big proponent of Vav Moisav al Inyan Rishon, why doesn't he say it? Why doesn't he say it as far as the halakha of Shechita? So ask the Karen Oira that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us, V'shachtu Oisai Kol Das Yisrael, that one person shechted for many people the Karen Pesach. So we see clearly that the Shechita doesn't have to be done by the owner. So answer the Karen Oira that we can't bring a raya from the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach is a unique carbon that doesn't require smicha either. But maybe Kabbonis, as we're about to learn, that requires smicha, will also require that the shechita should be done by a kohen. But our Gemara is teaching us, as we see, that the shechita can be done bizar. Although the Mefarshim do point out that even though the shechita may be done bazar, lachatchila, it should be done by a kohen. And to bring a raya from the episode which is discussed in Masechta the Brachos with Eli and Shmuel, where Eli was the kohen gadol and he was seeking a kohen to shecht the kabbonis, and Shmuel Hanavi told Eli that you don't have to look for a kohen. Shechita is ksheira bazar. Explain the Mefarshim, it's difficult to imagine that Eli, the Kohen Gadol, wasn't aware of this basic halacha, the Shechita's Ksher Bazar. Rather, the way to understand is that Eli thought that L'chatchila we should look for a Kohen, and that's why he was seeking a Kohen. To which Shmuel said, yes, L'chatchila Kohen should be used, but you don't have to go through all of this bother looking for a Kohen, because Shechita's Ksher Bazar. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim go on to say a very interesting psak halacha based on this. We know that the halacha is that people who do avodas hakodesh, a rav, a rebbe, a poisik, is really not supposed to get paid, because as the pasuk says, "A lemanati eska chukim mishpatim." And the Gemara says, "Ma, nibichinam," just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us Torah, and obviously he did not get any remuneration for teaching us Torah, "af atem bichinam." So too, when you teach Torah, you should not take any remuneration. And any remuneration that such a person takes is only for Schar B'Teila, the amount that he could have been doing something else at that time. So the question that comes up is, how is a shaykhet to be treated? Is a shaykhet also considered an individual that's not supposed to get paid only schar b'teila? Or may a shaykhet get wages for his work? And the Mefarshim want to say, based on our Gemara, that based on what we've just discussed, that shaykhetim may get paid. Because we know the halacha is, we've learned this halacha, is that kohanim get a share of the kabbonis. But not only do Kohanim get a share of Kabbonis, but even Kohanim Bali Mum, who are not allowed to do the Avoida, get a share of the Kabbonis. And the Tzais discusses, why do Kohanim get a share of the Kabbonis? Because the Kohanim get the share of the Kabbonis as salary for their Avoida. And he goes on to say that even though Kohanim Bali Mum may not do the Avoida, Kohanim Bali Mum were those that typically did the shechita of the carbon, and since they did the shechita of the carbon, they got a share of the kabbonis as salary for doing that avoida. But if a shaychit is not supposed to collect the salary, so how could the kahanim bali mum collect the salary for shechita? From here we see that shechita is not treated like teaching Torah, and even though for teaching Torah one should not collect the salary, for shechita one may. But again, back to our Gemara. We just explained that the halacha is Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, But if there's a concept of Vav Moisev, Alinyan Ration, the halacha ought to be that based on that shechita should have to be done by Kohen. Answers the Gemara Shani Hasam, Dom Akra, Veshachat, Vesamach Veshachat. Nas Smicha, just like the Smicha is done Bezorim, Ash Shechita Bezorim. Ask the Gemara if you're going to say that, Imas Smicha Vabalim, who does the Smicha? The owner of the carbon. So the halacha ought to be Ash Shechita Vabalim, that the Shechita should have to be done by the Balim. Answers the Gemara, Hahulai Matzit Amrit. You can't say that the shechita has to be done by the owner specifically. Because we'll make the following kavachayma. Or mazrika, if it comes to the zrika of the carbon, which the zrika is the main avoid of the carbon, because as we've learned, the ikka kapara, the kapara comes through the zrika. That loch is like by a balim, you don't need the owner, the kohen does the zrika. Shechita, which is lav ikka kapara, which is not the main component of the carbon, of the kapara, lo kolshke. Certainly, we can't, the halacha should be that the shechita should be, could be done by anyone, not specifically the owner. Ask the achroinim, why don't we refute the kavachaymer by saying smicha tochiach, that the smicha is not the main part of the carbon, and yet requires balim. So see, it has nothing to do with what is or isn't the main thing that brings the kapara. Answer the achronim. We can't bring a raya from the smicha. Because what happens during the smicha? During the smicha, vidui is said. And of course, the vidui for the aveira for which the carbon was brought can only be said by the owner. So we can't bring a raya from the smicha that even though it's not the main kapara, it needs bailim. Because smicha has its unique, it has its own unique attribute that vidui was said on it. But then the Rajba asks the question, what about if the owner of the carbon is a Kohen? So there, we should say that based on this Kavachomer, that the since the Kohen does the Zrika, he should also have to do, if the halach is, that if the Zrika is done by, we should say the following Kavachomer, that the Shechita should be done by the Kohen, and the Zrika should be done by the Kohen. And in fact, the Rajba suggests that maybe indeed, the halacha will be that the rika and the shechita of a carbon brought by a kohen, we shall learn from the smicha, would have to be done by that kohen himself. But then he says that since in most situations the carbon is not brought by the owner, and therefore the zrika is not done by the owner, so the Torah doesn't say this carbon should be done by the kohen, the owner, and this one not. But again, the Gemara's question, saying the following. We make the following kavachoyma. Uma zrika, which is the main kapara, doesn't require the owner. Shechita certainly won't require the owner. V'chitayman, if you'll try to refute this kavachoyma by saying, ain't done an efshim she'efshir, zrika must be done by a kohen. So since the zrika must be done by a kohen, we have no choice but to say the kohen should do it, the owner can't do it. But the shechita, which can be done by the owner, perhaps it should be done by the owner. Therefore, says the Gemara Gola Rachman of Yom Kippurim, the Torah says by Yom Kippur that the kohen gadol, as he brings the par lechatos, the Torah requires v'shachres par lechatos shaloi, chlal, to teach of the shechita ba'am aloi b'inabalim. Here, specifically over here, the kohen gadol should do the shechita, the owner should do it. Normally, the owner doesn't have to do it. Ask the Mefarshim, the Rajba, if we have such a powerful limud, that only by Yom Kippur must the owner do the shechita. Nowhere else, why did the Gemara have to try with the Kal Chaymer? So the Rajba answers that if I only had that pasuk, I would say there it's not a din in the owner. It's a din in Kohen Gadol. Only after I have the Kavachomer and this pasuk together with the Kavachomer do we have a proof that the shechita does not have to be done by the owner. Says the Gemara Amarav, Kamokam Shinema Torah V'chukah. Wherever the Torah regarding a carbon uses both the word Torah and the word chukah, Ein Ela Akiv is to teach us that that must be, that avoid is essential. And as the Mefarshim explained, since we're going to see in our shir, the number of that this issue comes up regarding Karban Mincha. That's why it was discussed, and that's why it's being brought up, and this sugya is being brought in. Says the Gemara, Kosalka Daitach. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that Tartabaya, that in order for something to be essential, it has to have both words, Chuka and Tyra. Can exist as the Tyra indeed says, Zois Chukas Atyra Shitziva Hashem, Lema Dava Bnei Sav Yikulaka Paraduma, and the Tyra uses the word Tyra and Chuka by Paraduma. Simenatats Yakmel. Ask the Gemara, right Nazir. The parish of Nazir, like Siv Eva Tyra. The Tyra only uses the word Tyra, Zois, Tyrus and Nazir. Vama Rav, and yet Rav taught us, Tnufa ben Nazir Matzah. The halacha is that when a Nazir finishes his term, he has to bring a Oila Chatos and a Shlomim, as well as two types of bread. And after he shechs the carbon Shlomim, he takes the right foreleg of the carbon together with two breads, and he weighs them together. And even though normally, when tenufa is required, it's not ma'akif, over here it is ma'akif. Yet the Torah only used the word Torah. And yet, Rav is the one that says that it's ma'akif. Answers the Gemara. Shani hasam. Kivin iksev ken yasa. Since the Torah says the words ken yasa, command iksev b'chukadami. The Torah, by using those words, is teaching us that this avoida is absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara, Hare Toida, regarding the Karma Toida, like Sibay Ela Torah, where there too, the Torah only uses the word Torah. The Torah says, Zois Toras Zevach HaShlomim, and then the Torah says, Im Al Toida Yakrevena. And yet we know what Allah is, that with a Karma Toida, 40 loaves of bread were brought along, 30 were matzah, 30 were matzah, and 10 were chametz, and the halacha is that all 40 loaves, all four types of breads, matzah zazeh, even though the Torah only uses the word Torah, answers the Gemara, Shani Taida, Diskus L'Nazir. We find the Torah is makish, carbon Taida to carbon Nazir, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov, Varamar Shlomov, the Rabbi Shalmi Nazir. So since the Torah compares the Toida to a Nazir, so just like we learned by a Nazir, everything that the Torah says is essential, so too will be the halacha by Karban Toida. Ask the Gemara further, Vrei Mitzayra, like Sibai El Torah, the Torah only uses the word Torah by Mitzayra, Zois, Tia, Torah, and Mitzayra, Yom Tarasai, but it's not. Yet the Mishnah teaches us, Abba Minishim Mitzayrah, Makam Zazah. There are four things that the Mitzayrah has to bring. The Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, the Shni Talas, and the Tzipayrim. And the Mishnah teaches us that all four are absolutely essential. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, Kim Nitziv Zois Tihiyah, Tyres and Mitzayrah. Since the word Tihiyah comes to teach us, Command Nitziv Echukudob, that everything that the Torah requires is absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara for Yom Kippurim, the like Sibay El Chuka, regarding Yom Kippur, where the Torah only uses the word Chuka. V'hoyzulahem Chukas Oylam B'chaydish Esfi B'esel L'chaydish. V'tanan, and the Mishnah Masech the Yuma says, Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim, Matan Zezeh, you have to have both Seirim, otherwise the Avoid is not a kosher Avoid of Ella. So now the Gemara says, what Rab meant to say was, Oy Torah, Oy Chuka. Either word alone is enough. Either the word Torah alone is enough, or the word Chuka alone is enough. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'reishah Kabbonis, all the other Kabbonis, the like the Ksibu Torah, right? All Kabbonis, the Torah uses the word Torah. And the Pasuk says, Zayis HaTorah lo'oy l'minchal chatus l'oshem l'umluim l'zevach ha'shlamim. Yet for Loi Ma'akfi, as we have been learning, not every rule that the Torah says regarding Kachim is absolutely essential. Yet the word Torah is stated regarding all Kabbonis. So the Gemara again modifies. Torah by Chuka, Chuka by Torah. The word Torah alone is not enough. But the word Chuka, if the Torah writes the word Chuka, that in itself is proof that the Avoid is essential. So ask the Rishonim, if the word chukah alone is adequate, so why would the Torah add the word Torah? Answer the Rishonim that indeed, wherever we find that the Torah uses both the word chukah and Torah, the halacha that this avoid is essential is learned from the word chukah, and the word Torah will be used to teach us something else. Ask the Gemara, but that isn't what Rav said, because we go back to Rav's statement. The Torah of a chukah comma, Rav said that you have to have both the word Torah and chukah. Answer the Gemara, this is the way to understand what Rav meant. Hachi comma, afagav the ksiv Torah. Even if the Torah uses the word Torah, iksiv chukah, if the Torah also has the word chukah in, then that avoida is essential. V'loy, but if not, loy, then the avoida is not essential. Ask the Gemara, v'rei mincha, regarding the common mincha, which is our sugyas, the ksiba chukah, where the Torah uses the word chukah. V'amarav, and Rav taught us, k'mokoyim, shehechzer hakosah v'taris mincha. Wherever the Torah repeats a word by the common mincha, this is the old rule of Shina Olava Kosov Lakim. Wherever the Torah repeats a rule, it means that it's essential. But what do we see from here? Hechzer in, only if the rule is repeated, that's when it's essential. Why Hechzer? But if the word is not, if the rule is not repeated, even though the Torah uses the words Chukah by Karim Mincha, Kol Zachar Ibn Aharon Yechleno Choyk Olam, it's not necessarily essential. Why? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Kiks of Chukah, where the Torah used the word Chukah by Karim Mincha, Achiluksiv. It's regarding the eating of the Karim Mincha. And the Gemara is understanding now that where does Rav hold that the word Chukah means that it's absolutely essential? When it's said regarding the avoid of the carbon, but when the word Chukah is used regarding the Achil of the carbon, there the word Chukah doesn't come to teach us that it's absolutely essential. And as the Mefarshim explained, because since the achil of the carbon is not essential, the carbon is effective even if it's not eaten, so therefore the word chukah, which is stated regarding the eating, cannot come to teach us that it's absolutely essential. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'arei lechem aponim, the kiksev chukah, where did the Torah use the word chukah by the lechem aponim? Achiluksev. Because the pasuk says, "For hoysel Aaron levana v'chlu v'makan kodesh, ki kodesh v'chlu v'makan kodesh, ki kodesh kadoshim hu Hashem, misha Hashem chay kolam." So the pasuk uses the word chukah by the achila v'tanan, and we're going to learn a mishnah later in our masechta. Shnei star makan zezer, the two rows of loaves of the lechem upon him, you have to have both rows. Shnei v'zikim makan zezer, you have to have both spoons of levana. And as Sadarim Vabzik Makan Zazer, you have to have both the rolls of bread and the spoons. Why? Because the Torah says chukah. And when does the Torah say chukah? By the achila. So we see, even though the Torah uses the words chukah by the achila, it means that it's essential. Ella, what do we see from here? Kol hechad ksiv achila. Even if the Torah uses the word chukah by the achila, akulam also ksiva. We say it refers to the entire rule. So if so, ask the Gemara, the same should be by the Karban Mincha. Yes, the Torah uses the words chukah by achila, but still it should be that the halachas, all the halachas of Karban Mincha should be essential, which we're learning in our parak is clearly not the case. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. Karban Mincha is different on Makra, Megirsa, Umeshamna. The Torah says that the Karban Mincha should come from fine flour and oil. And we learn from the word girsa ushamna that you have to bring the entire measure of flour and entire measure of oil that the Torah requires, otherwise not. Now the question is as follows. If the word chukah is so absolutely essential, why does the Torah have to teach us girsa shamna to teach us that the measure of flour and oil are essential? We should learn it from the word chukah. Clearly that limud is teaching us that even though the Torah uses the word chukah by Karban Mincha, it should not be understood like normally the word chukah is understood, that it's all of the aspects are essential. Here it's not that way, and only where the Torah clearly teaches us that the avodah of the Karban Mincha is essential, will that avodah be essential. Says the Baragufa, Amarav, Kamakim Shechzla, Kosov, b'mincha ein alakif. Whenever the Torah repeats a word by the Kavan Mincha, to teach us that avoid is essential. B'shmul amar geris shem akfin, that you have to bring a full measure of flour, a full measure of oil. So the Gemara is assuming that what Shmuel means to say, that even though the Torah repeats a halacha by Karban Mincha, it will not be essential. The only halacha according to Shmuel by Karban Mincha, which is essential, is Gerish V'Shemin. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Who Shmuel, Afgav V'Tanav Ekra, even if a rule is repeated, Loi Ma'akfale, it's not essential? Says the Gemara this way to understand the Machlokes of Shmuel. Certainly, any rule that's repeated, Vada Makva, is certainly essential. V'hocha, what is the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the Beloy Kumtzav and Kumtzav Kumatzki. They're arguing how to understand these Pesukim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Beloy Kumtzav and Kumtzav, Shloyas and Midal Kaimus. We shouldn't make a measure for the kindness. Mechlekes Rishonim, what that means. Rashi says that the pasuk means that you shouldn't do the kmitza through a scoop. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos Rishonim says certainly one may not use a scoop to do the carbon, to do the kindness. What the pasuk means to teach us, says Taisus Yishonim, is that let's say somebody will know how much his kaimitz is, scoop out that kaimitz from the klisharis with a scoop, and then put that kaimitz into another keli, and from that keli will the kayan take it with his hands. Teaches us the Gemara Shlayas Midul Kaimitz. Ask the Briska Rav. We learned earlier in our Masechta Daf Yud Aleph, we had a sugya that discussed various deviations where the carbon, where the kaimitz wasn't done perfectly right. The Gemara discussed where the kaimitz was done with the tip of the finger, and the Gemara said that the Gemara had questioned that that should not be valid kaimitz. So ask the Briska Rav, if doing the kmitza, just not doing it perfectly correct, may disqualify the kmitza. Certainly, in our situation where he's not doing the kmitza at all, certainly the halacha should be that the kmitza is disqualified. So, how does the Gemara even have a havamina differently? Answers the Briska Rav, it's not necessarily true. Because the Briska Rav says, doing a kmitza, if you're going to do the kmitza, you have to do it right. This pasuk is teaching us that maybe you could avoid the kmitza altogether. Just know how much kaimitz fits into the palm of your hand. The kohen should do the kmitza once with the palm of his hand, and know, let's say his hand holds whatever number of ounces, and then have a scoop that holds that many of ounces, and from then on do the kmitza that way. Teaches us that the pasuk that isn't acceptable. Rav Sava Ha Nami Tana Bekra. Rav says this is a situation of a pasuk that's been repeated. Diksiv. V'yakav es ha-mincha v'yimala kapa memenu. As the pasuk says, that Aaron HaKoyin, on the day that he became inaugurated by the Shemayim Shemayim Meluim, took the kmitza with his hand. Shmuel says, Shdaris Mishaloi Apinim. We can't learn the halach of a kapa mincha from that one time mincha. So when Shmuel says that the halacha is that a carbon, that a din that's repeated is essential. It's not only Gerish and Shemin. Anything that is repeated is essential. However, if one of the times that it's said is only by Karban Mincha that happened once, like that Karban Mincha, we don't learn from there. Ask the Gemara, the Loyal of Shmuel Doris Mishah, is this true that Shmuel doesn't learn what happened in future generations from something that happened once? But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kli Alach, vessels that were used to hold liquids, Mekachnas Alach, are, if you put liquid in them, Klisharis, that are used to hold liquids, when you put liquids into those kli sharis, those liquids become kadosh. Umidas hayavish, kalim that are used to hold dry are mekachnas hayavish. We've discussed many times, we shouldn't discuss why is yavish called midas and lach called keli. So one pshat that Rashi suggests is because all the kalim that were used for yavish, for dry matter, were measuring cups. Another pshat, which the Rishonim have a problem with that pshat, and that's why they want to say that by something that holds liquid, you can only have what's in the keli, but you can't have something above. There's no room for overflow. The overflow will just spill over. By yavish, as we learned many times, there's a concept of godush. You can have something piled above the rim. And that's why it says midos, that what's inside is the midah, not what's above it. So kli alach mekachim salach, or midas yavish mekachim salavish. Then kli alach mekachim salavish, if you put dry material into a keli used for lach, it won't become kadosh. For a year, midas yavish mekachim salach. Nor will something used for dry material be mekadosh liquid. Vamishmul, to which Shmuel said, lo shanu ela midos. This halacha was regarding the midos. The midos cannot be used to be mekadosh davelach. Avo mizrakos, the basins that were used to take blood, mekachim, can be used even for dry material. Diksiv, because we find in the kabbonis that the Nesiim brought when the Mishkan was inaugurated, shneihem meleim soilus. The pasuk speaks of mizrak echad kesef. The pasuk speaks about the mizrakos, and they said that the mizrakos were filled with flour. So we see that you could use mizrakos. The pasuk says of kabbonis karis kesef achas shloshu meim mishkolo mizrak echad kesef shimin shekel b'shekel kodesh shneihem meleim soilus belulah b'shem lemincha. So we see that they use the mizrakos, which are typically used for liquid, to be mekadosh flour, which is yavish. But now ask the Gemara, if Shmuel says we can't learn dayos mishah, so how can we learn from the Karban Nesiim? The Karban Nesiim were a one-time event. Answers the Gemara, shani hasam, the Tanah Beikra traces in them. The pasuk mentions all 12 Nesiim. So since the Torah teaches us 12 times, why did the Torah teach us 12 times? To teach us that not only then was the halacha that kalim that were used for liquid could be mekadosh yavish, but even in future generations, so will be the halacha. So ask the Mefarshim, we've learned many times as a halacha, shnei ksum abon ke'echod ein melamdim. So here we have more than two psukim that teach us the same halacha. So what can we learn from this to other areas of halacha? So one teretz I saw is that when do we say shtei ksumim abon ke'echad ein melamdim? If the Torah teaches us the same rule in two different areas. So the question is, why does the Torah have to teach the same rule in two different places? It must be to teach us only there is so the halacha, nowhere else. But when the Torah teaches us the same rule in one parsha, then we don't apply the concept of shtei ksumim abon ke'echad ein melamdim. Another pshat is that the Mefarshim explained, why did the Torah have to go out of its way to say the same thing by all 12 Nesiim? The Torah should have said it once, and from there we should learn to all the other Nesiim. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to teach us this halacha by separately by each and every Nasi is to teach us that we should learn from here to all other areas of halacha, and we shouldn't say over here, Shnei Ksum Abon Ke'echot Ein Melamdim. Ask the Gemara, Om Le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi L'Rav, V'Rei Gosho, the Tanah Bakro. Hagosho is repeated, and yet the Halach is V'Loi Ma'akva. If the Hagosho wasn't done, the Halach is still, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara. Let's try to understand. Man Tanah Bay, where do we find that the Torah repeated itself by the Hagosho? Said the Gemara, Diksiv, Zoyf Taras HaMincha, Hakriv Oysoi Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem. And the Pasuk already said earlier the halacha of Hagasha. So since the Torah says it twice, that's why the Gemara is assuming that it's a raya that has to be, that isn't this a situation of something that's repeated, and yet we're learning it's not absolutely essential. Answers the Gemara, Ha'ulu k'fay l'makom hudasa. There, the reason the Torah repeats it is to teach us exactly where Hagasha should be done. Diksiv, the Tanya, as the Price says. One pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, that the Hagasha should be Lifnei Hashem, Yochav Amarev. It would mean on the west side, because the opening of the door of the Beis HaMikdash was on the west side. The Mizbeach was facing, the west side of the Mizbeach was facing that side. So if the Torah says Lifnei Hashem, it seems that the Hagasha should be on the west side of the Mizbeach. Tamaloymer, on the other end of the pasuk, says Pnei Mizbeach. Pnei Mizbeach is where you enter the Mizbeach. Where do you enter the Mizbeach? On the south side, which is where the Kevesh, which is where the ramp was. If Pnei Mizbeach, Yoch V'Darm. So that would teach us that we should do it on the south side. Tamaloymer Lifnei Hashem. HaKetzat, how do we reconcile these two pasukim? Magish v'keren d'roim es maravis. From here we see that it should be done on the southwest corner, connected chudosh shel keren, right by the corner, v'dayoy, and that's enough. And that's why, that's what the need for the two pesukim are, to teach us where it should be done. The Gemara in Masechta Sota says, why do we learn from the word dayoy, the word that it's sufficient? So Gemara says that we learn from there that you don't have to have the actual carbon mincha touch the corner. It's enough if the keli, which the carbon mincha is in, touches the corner. Another way, the Mefarshim suggests that what the Gemara is teaching us with the word dayoy, that what the Pasuk is teaching us is, don't think that what you have to do is first have the carbon mincha touch the west side to fulfill Lifnei Hashem, and then have it touch the south side to fulfill a Pnei Mizbeach. And then essentially, what we're learning is that you have to have two Hagoshes. Rather, the Torah is teaching us, do one Hagosha on the southwest corner, the Dayoy, and by doing that one Hagosha, you will fulfill everything the Torah asks of you. Rav Elazar, I mean, the Gemara quotes the continuation of this braisa. Yochel Yagishen L'Marev Shalkeren, or L'Droim Shalkeren. If we had the Pesukim, we could think that you could put it either on the west side of the southwest corner or the south side. In other words, what he means is you could put it on the west on the side, or west side or south side, and with that be Mekayim what the Torah asks of you. Amat, to which the response is, Kamakon Shatam Maitzi Shtei Mekraz, wherever you have two Pesukim, Ech mekayim atzmai mekayim chaveroi, and by fulfilling one pasuk, you've not negated the other pasuk. However, ve'ech mekayim atzmai, by fulfilling one pasuk, mevatel chaveroi, you will nullify the other pasuk. Menichin nashim kayim atzmai mevatel chaveroi. We don't follow the pasuk that has you only able to fulfill one of them. But toifsin, and we'd rather follow the pasuk shemekayim atzmai mekayim chaveroi that fulfills both pasukim. So it explains the Beleza. Shekshata oimel lifnei Hashem v'mariv. If you're going to fulfill lifnei Hashem and do the Hagosha on the west side, v'talta pnei mizbeach v'dorim, then the pasuk that says that the Hagosha should be on the Dorim side will have been negated because we did it on the west side. Shekshata oimel mizbeach v'dorim, when you put it on the south side, kiyamt lifnei Hashem. You have fulfilled also the pasuk of lifnei Hashem. How, asked the Gemara, Ve'echa Kiyamta, how you fulfilled it? If you did it on the south side, how have you fulfilled the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem? Answer, says Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, K'savai Tana, Kul Mizbeach, Mitzofen Koi. The previous Tana, held in Mizbeach, was exactly parallel to the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. That means, the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, the door was half in the north and half in the south, and so too was the Mizbeach, half in the north and half in the south side of the Azara. This Tanna, however, holds that the Mizbeach was completely toward the north side of the Azara. So therefore the ramp, which is on the south side, also was Lifnei Hashem. Because if you're standing on the south side, you're facing the Mizbeach, Lifnei Mizbeach, and you're also facing the south side, because the Mizbeach is all the way up towards the north. And therefore, the right place to put it is on the south side. However, Tosfos goes on to explain that even though we're learning that it should be put on the south side, it still should be put as close to the corner as possible. Because the closer it is to the southwest corner, you will have fulfilled more Lifnei Hashem, because that's closer, that's the closest spot to the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. So the only nafka mina will be, everybody holds it should be next to the southwest corner. The first time she holds it should be, as he said, on the corner. Here, this time, Rav Elazar holds it should be on the south side, but not anywhere on the south side. On the south side, as close to the corner of the southwest as possible.